Welcome back to your favorite after show for 90 Day Fiancé. Before the 90 days, it's time to discuss episode 6. Stay with us.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, throwback
in your white dress.
We ain't getting no young girls, we might as well do this.
This brings back so many memories.
Like, I love this song.
When this song came out, I don't know how old I was, but the fact that I was actually singing it, like, ooh.
It was a hit.
Okay, yeah. Major hit. What about this episode? Hit or miss? Hit or miss? I'm going to say it was a hit for
me. It was a good episode, but it was a lot of sad stuff that happened. I don't know. Some of the things that happened during this episode, mainly Darcy and Jesse stuff, got me a little depressed.
It was depressing a little bit.
But it was good.
But the drama, we live for the drama.
Things happened this episode, which,
yeah,
I mean, last episode it was a little slow. Now things are happening. People are moving forward, getting married.
And actually, last week we interviewed Paul. We didn't do episode 5. There really wasn't much that happened at all. It was just kind of like one of those filler episodes. So we will discuss just a little bit of it. But mainly we're focusing on episode 6 tonight. But before we get started, I'm your girl, Alex Bowers.
Hey guys, I'm Stacey Olivas, and we're missing Linda. Hopefully she joins us soon.
Yes, we're crossing our fingers. Get here, Linda. See you.
Yes.
Hopefully we see you. First couple we're going to start with. Let's go ahead and start with Ricky and Melissa. I don't see why not.
Ricky and Melissa? Is it even Ricky and Melissa anymore, though?
I mean, we can go ahead and cross out Melissa's name. Let me go ahead and do that. Because Melissa, we haven't seen her since, what, episode 2? Episode 3?
She's a ghost.
She's definitely Melissa the ghost.
She peeked out.
Instead, who is taking her spot? Jimena.
Jimena.
Is that how you say it?
Jimena,
Jimena. So I should put it with the, I always try to like spell it out. Let me put an H.
Jimena.
I think she's gorgeous.
She's so cute. And you know what? I think that she's, like, this is what I was talking about. Ricky, he like went for the look thing off the bat. Mm-hmm. But like, she's pretty. I don't know. But because she's not as like fake looking. I don't know if it was like the attraction thing that was with him. But it's like, dude, this is the girl that's like down for you.
I'm glad
this is
the
girl that wants a relationship, not a girl that's playing tons of dudes.
Right. It felt like the whole time he was trying to come up with reasons why it may not work. Like, I don't know if she's really here for me, or is she really here for the money? And then he questioned her when they went out and said something like, how did you get your nose job? Where did the money come from? But where was the same energy with Melissa?
Exactly. And that's how I knew before. I was like, this guy, Ricky, wants a trophy. And I mean, a lot of guys want beautiful women, you know? But it's like, come on. Like, if you're going to put that first, it's like a girl just going after a guy for their career. It's the same thing. And he didn't even drill Melissa. He was scared Melissa was going to, like, be done with it really quick, which she already was. So ask her the real questions. I mean, do you want a relationship, or do you want, like, what do you want?
And then last episode was when we actually got introduced to her, just a preface, so you know. But this episode, I just felt like I feel like I already know a lot about her, and I really like her. I feel like she may be, for me, the realest person on this show. The most genuine person on all of 90 Day Before the 90 Days is Jimena. Right? I said it right?
I think she actually really likes him, and I think she's in it for a relationship. Yeah. She's not like...
And she's trusting. And loving, and she's okay
nurturing.
With the she's not jealous type. She's okay with the fact that he made up the lie about talking to his ex, or like even talking about his daughter. She wants to be there. She wants that. And she said, I've never asked you for money. That's not something I've ever asked you for. So I just felt like she maybe felt a little disrespected. Like,
I feel like this is where we see Ricky's issues more than the people that they're trying to marry abroad or whatever. I feel like this is exactly where you see his issues of what he's probably done in the past. He's going after the things that are more superficial. And then it's like, look, there's a girl that's real, wants commitment, wants to settle down. Maybe it's scary for him. Who knows?
I think in life, like, you may, when you find someone that's for you sometimes, like the nice girl or the nice guy, people tend to like shy away from them and like make up reasons why they can't be with them. But when it's someone that they can't have, or like someone that's bad or has this, like, you know, bad boy image, you want them. So like, maybe it's just because he can't get Melissa that he's stuck on her, but he's going to end up messing up what he has with Jimena if he keeps on. He even called her Melissa when they were in bed or whatever.
What is he stuck on Melissa for? He meant it's just as pretty, and I feel like
she's pretty.
She has a good personality.
I don't know. That's mean to say prettier, but she's okay. Just a lot more.
But she's
a lot more
like naturally pretty, and she has a good personality and down to earth, loving everything. But I think this is where Ricky is like not using his brains.
Like, come on, Ricky.
Get it together.
I'm actually really disappointed in him.
You got a girl in front of you. That's great.
Yeah. And we're usually Team Ricky.
Yeah.
But this episode, Ricky, you lost us. Honestly.
And you know what's crazy is he was like, I don't know if I should... He's already thinking about proposing to Amanda. Did you kind of like get that vibe?
Yeah.
But he was like, I don't know if I should propose. I think I need to talk to her first. And I was like, really? You were ready to propose to Melissa off the bat.
Right. You sat at a restaurant for 2.5 hours, maybe 3, waiting for her like it was nothing. So the fact that he's going through all these obstacles with Amanda, it just speaks volumes. Ricky, do better.
I agree with Coffee Time in the chat and said he better keep Amanda.
Right? I think she's, you guys, I'm team Amanda.
And Kimberly Mayfield said Ricky is a stage 5 clinger and a stalker as well as needy. I don't know if he's a stalker, but I think he might be a little bit clingy. He wants
clingy,
love.
You can tell he
really
more,
wants love.
He needs to be more clingy to Amanda. That's all I'm going
to say. And he needs to be a little careful because he does have children.
100%.
You need to set the boundaries.
Do better, Ricky.
Set the boundaries.
Next up, we have Angela and Michael.
Oh,
now,
gosh.
Last week, Angela, she was being rude. They had the whole situation with the cigarettes and talked about the dynamics of their relationship with the friends. They were kind of like, you know, in our culture, the men are dominant. The women, you know, they kind of, what do you say?
Are a little bit more submissive.
A little bit more submissive. And then this episode, Angela started, she was very insecure this episode.
She was really insecure. All her insecurities are coming out right now. About
Everything.
Her age, about being, she doesn't want to be controlled by a man. But it's okay. I get controlling, but I feel like Michael wouldn't be controlling. He's just kind of like, you know what, lay back.
He's passive.
Let me lead a little bit and then like,
yeah,
just shut up.
Like, I don't get the controlling vibe at all. When he
I don't
does,
get it.
He, if anything, he tries to like say stuff nicely, like, how about we do this? And then she goes, no, Michael, I'm not doing that. Michael, you cannot tell me what to do. Michael, this is not what we agreed on before I came over here.
That's exactly how she
and
sounds,
it's like,
too.
Come on. He's just
Michael,
trying.
I want my cigarettes.
Right.
I need my cigarettes.
I need a smoke, Michael. So I don't know how I feel about her anymore. At the beginning, she came off a little strong for me. I know a lot of people really like her just because she's just kind of like out there.
Yeah.
But for me, her insecurities are like really messing up her image, if that makes sense. Like,
it's making her look bad.
Yeah.
Like, in front of
mean.
And mean in front of his friends, in front of his family, in front of everyone in his town. Like, it's making her look bad. And people are going to tell him, like, what are you doing?
Right.
Stop.
Something's got to give. Anything happening in the chat? What do people have to say about her? Anything?
Kimberly Mayfield said Angela has unrealistic expectations. I
100%.
Kind of agree. Michael's doesn't seem like a bad guy. Like,
no.
I mean, I don't really know him, but he doesn't seem like he's...
He's honest.
He's honest.
He's honest.
I appreciate that.
Sweet. We know that he wants to come to America.
Yeah,
at the end
of
every
course.
Sentence, it's, I need to get to America
yeah.
so I can get to America. I have a question. Speaking of that, I really have a funny question
yeah.
when it comes to our special segment later on.
Uh-huh.
That has a lot to do with getting to America. It's going to be actually fun to talk about.
Woo-hoo.
So we have like a comparison to do later on. But as far as her, they started talking about like when they age, like what she's going to do. She even asked if he was going to wipe her butt when she can't anymore.
Oh my God, I loved
I
that.
I was cringing. You loved it? I was like, wait, no. And Michael's like,
it was funny.
He was
you know
nervous.
What I kind of feel bad for him about is like, I think he does kind of want kids. And that's the only thing I'm...
Listen... I 100% agree with you. I don't think it's going to happen. And she always talks about money and we've seen like how she lives and everything like that. And she calls it artificial insemination instead of artificial insemination. I thought
she's
that was
50,
really funny.
She's 52, 54.
She's 52.
Okay.
And I think he's like 30.
30.
I think there's a 22 year difference. So she said, when you're 50, I'll be 72, Michael. What are we going to do? Why do
you know,
I do this accent every
talk,
time?
Wait, how did she do it? Say it again. I love that.
Michael, you're going to be 50 and I'm going to be 72. Like, are you going to wipe my butt, Michael? Are you going to be okay with wiping my butt, Michael?
Michael, are you listening to me?
Michael, I want to smoke, Michael. She's really funny. They also had a social media argument really quick before we keep going. How did you feel about that?
The social... I think it was a lot of her insecurities. I get it. I think she has an he needs to kind of help along with that insecurity, because she is insecure that he, in the back of her head, Angela thinks that he might be doing this to other women. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the biggest insecurity. And then younger women, you know?
Right.
So she's probably like, she's insecure about her age. And I get it. I mean, I get why, if he's following tons of women, American women, mm-hmm. not women from back home, like American women, there's a different, definitely yeah. like something we, that I think I understand her point of view as a woman.
Right.
I understand why Michael, and she's talked to him before about this. So it's interesting that it becomes an issue. It keeps becoming an issue. Kind of like Asen and Nicole mm-hmm. going back. I mean.
Did you agree with what her daughter was saying on the phone? She kind of got annoyed with her daughter. It's like she calls her daughter to, like, for someone to talk to and confide in. But then when her daughter, like, goes along with what she says and then goes a step further, like, maybe he's scamming other people. Like, hold on. I didn't say a damn thing about scamming. What are you talking about? It's like she's never okay with what her daughter has to say. But at the same time, I feel like she is thinking the same way her daughter is.
Yeah.
So anytime her daughter actually says it, it makes her feel bad. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like the whole scamming situation, she's thinking that in the back of her mind. Her daughter's the one actually saying it. Do you ever think
yeah,
that?
Yeah, her daughter's just speaking like she wants her to be careful. And I understand what her daughter's saying and coming from.
Yeah.
It makes sense. I don't know if Mike, I mean, I think Michael is trying to come up to America.
We know that. He's
I mean,
honest.
Let's be honest. So she's like, well, I mean, he could do it with other women that may be younger.
Yeah.
That can have kids. Like, I don't know.
Goodness gracious, Mike.
That's hard. That's why I feel just, for like, Angela in that position. You know, she wants love.
Yeah.
And she's going to all means to get it. So.
Yeah. And I don't know if she'll, I don't want, never mind. I don't
you
know,
don't know if she what?
If she'll actually go through with it. She seems like the type to like power. So I think the fact that she has this green card, it's not even in her control. But if she doesn't go through with the whole situation, the green card won't happen. So I feel like she enjoys power. Everything is, I don't know if I, you know, she'll bring up the green card situation or like, I don't know. I just
she's
feel
a
like
controlling
she's
controlling
a game of like, yeah, she's.
She, like I said before, she reminds me of a teenager, kind of. Like mm-hmm. a young girl. Like, she has a young mind.
Yeah.
So I feel like the things that she's fighting with Michael about, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Like, she's just fighting him to, like, kind of, like, dominate him.
Agreed. She wants control before she even goes back. She has 1 week, so we're going to see how that plays out. Until then, someone who's going back pretty soon as well is Rachel with, you know, the couple Rachel yeah. and John. Last week, he talked about how many fights he's gotten in, 50 to 60, insane. We know his criminal record. He actually talked about it again with her father this episode. And she also talks about, she breaks down about not wanting to go back to the States without him. But the problem is, again, the criminal record.
Yeah, that's a big problem. And like his friends, when last episode when they were talking to his friends about how many girls he's dated and stuff like that. That yeah. was a friend. I mean, I get it. People are single. You date a lot of people or whatever. But the violent past, that's a little scary. That's scary to open those doors for your kids to just get really close to a man that's had a criminal record and a violent past. Fights.
Yeah.
Not just like any, and multiple fights. Not like he just got in one fight. This mm-hmm. is, that's what the anger kind of scares me. I don't know if he's changed. I don't know. But I mean, that would be a big red flag for me if I started dating someone.
You can tell she's nervous about it, and clearly so was her father. They FaceTimed him. We saw that whole conversation
and
play out.
And you have
out.
A brand new baby, yes. and you're bringing that baby near this person.
Yeah.
And you're jumping right in.
Yeah.
Have they spent quality time together? Because that's how you get to know someone. Like, you need to spend time with them. And these couples, like, all have this, like, fantasy, like, okay, I'm going to marry them. They're going to be mine. But have you spent quality time? How do you get to know your friends?
Yeah.
You spend time with them.
Right.
How are you supposed to, like, trust this person?
Lucy's always there, the baby.
I know.
And I think without the child there, do they actually have something to talk about? Do they actually have, like, a connection? Or is it just Lucy that's the glue in this relationship? Because she uses her for everything.
She's always in between them, literally.
Literally always in between. Even when he proposed this episode. Yeah. Right there. I'm not saying that she shouldn't have her child with her. No, she went to England, right, with her kid.
Yeah.
She should be with her all the time. But I think maybe get a babysitter. Let his sister babysit or his More. Mother, just so that you can get to know each other. We haven't seen them go on a date or one-on-one this whole time.
They haven't gotten to – I don't understand these people. You need to get to know these people before you jump in the marriage.
100%.
I think it's just people just want it so bad. So they're just going to make it happen anyway.
Yeah. I agree.
It worries me.
Who else really? Here's the quiz. Who else really? What other couple really just really wants it? Or what other girl really just wants a relationship?
In those crying ways.
In those crying ways.
Darcy.
That's who we're going to jump to.
Oh, I feel so right bad now. For her. I feel bad for her. And I you know people are going to be like, she's dumb, she's this. But like, he's messed with her head.
100%.
He's messed with her.
But at the same time.
Back and forth. I love you, Darcy. This is why I'm so in love with you. This is why I want you. But his actions are just not meeting up.
But I know she knows better because in this episode, she actually said, I'm done with your mind games or like you're controlling. Something to that effect where she's just like, she's not letting him get to her anymore, even though she really is. So she'll say it, but she doesn't really mean it. And that really hurts me for Darcy, especially when they were in front of their kids. I just felt like that, well, not his kids, because he made it clear last episode, these are her kids, not
my
kids.
But it's interesting because then when he goes near the kids, he's like, I'm trying to do great in front of these kids. Like, he flips back and forth. Like, he contradicts himself so much. So that's why I just feel like he's a BSer.
But he didn't do well with the flipping this time. He was not good at playing the game in front of the kids.
No.
He couldn't let it go.
This is where I'm telling you, Alex, like, he's an abuser. He doesn't want anybody else to see how he treats her.
Mm-hmm. But he let them, though, this episode.
This episode. I mean, it's her kids now.
Over steak? Like, are we really arguing over steak? Who argues over food? We love food. We all love food.
It's control.
Like, but who argues over a good steak?
And I think she's just fed up. Like, she's just fighting back because he's probably just nitpicking, saying this, Darcy, you're this, Darcy, you're this. And then she's just like, screw it. I'm just going to let him have it back. And then I feel like that's why their relationship is fizzling. It's because she's not going along with everything he wants.
Yeah, but like, that whole argument was just ridiculous. If you're in the kitchen and she's just telling you, this is how you cut the steak to keep it juicy. I'm sorry, but if my man wanted to tell me how to cut a steak, okay, let me cut the steak and keep it juicy. I'm not about to argue with you over this and say, you stick to the rice.
Yeah.
That was, and then the daughter had to say, you know, you guys are being ridiculous. You guys are acting my age.
Yeah.
Sad.
So sad.
And they felt, you could tell how the daughters felt toward, I don't think they like him anymore. He ruined his chance to actually get in good with the daughters.
And I think he knew that these last two episodes, like, he knew it wasn't going to happen. Like, there's no way of going back from this. And
Darcy threw a shoe. Let's not forget that.
We did not see the footage of this. I don't know why I have Darcy's back in this. Like, I understand. Because he just seems like a manipulator. Like, he just seems like he's in it for his own selfish reasons. He'll tell her he's in it for the marriage. And maybe he would have gotten married to her if she would have, like, not fought him. But I feel, we did not see the shoe be thrown. I mean, if we would have saw that, I would have believed it. But he's a little traumatic. And I don't think he's that trustworthy in the stuff he said before.
Darcy says she hit him in the head. I mean, she hit him.
So he stepped on her shoe. Or no, she stepped on his shoe, I guess, or something like that. Her feet were cold. Is that what she's like? Her feet were cold or something? So she put her feet on his white shoes, and then it got a little bit dirt on them. I don't know if her feet were dirty from outside. And then that's when she said, that's when she tossed her shoes at him. And she's like, I have $1,000 shoes. Look at mine. Like, you know, because she has more money than him, probably.
Yeah. So you were Team Stacey.
Team Stacey?
Yeah. I mean, Team Darcy.
I'm Team Darcy all the way.
You're always Team Stacey. You know,
Stacey the twin.
Gotta be Team Stacey.
I'm Team Darcy. I think that Jesse's not really in it for the right reason.
Because Jesse actually leaves. Bye, Jesse. See ya. Like, I was not hurt when he left.
Can we talk about the end? Like, the end of that is when he was doing... when he was actually like starting to cry in the last interview.
Yeah.
That was interesting.
It went away in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I feel like it was
fake. Was it manipulation? Like, was it a way to get her, like, to get people to feel bad for him?
And she wasn't falling for it. Yes, I agree. And she wasn't falling for it. And she was standing her ground. And then 2 seconds later, he's like, he wiped his tears and like, forget this.
I think with, I think with Darcy, I think that she's like it just fizzled out because she like the manipulation that she's already sees it, you know, happening and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think it just like fizzled out and she just like called him out. And then that's when he was just like, fine, I'm done.
Well, I'm actually ready for this.
And I actually liked when she was like in my gut. I feel like this is wrong. She knows. And I think he thought, oh, shoot.
Right.
Like, we really aren't meant to be together.
So.
Okay.
I feel like we should hop on to the next couple.
Okay.
Tariq and Hazel. And let's go ahead and add Dean to this whole situation because he's part of this relationship now, too. He is the third wheel and he's proud and he does not care.
Oh my gosh.
What are your thoughts on Dean? I really like him.
I like him, but I think he did come in the situation ready to fight. He was like, put his boxing gloves on, matter of fact, or like just ready to go at it and go at Hazel. I get it. It's his family, though.
I just think we say a mother's intuition, but in this case, it's a brother's intuition. And he knows that Hazel is full of it. He's not here for her at all. And honestly, neither am I. I'm not really here for Hazel. I feel like she plays this like nice, innocent
nice,
girl.
Sweet.
And really, there's something sinister boiling under her. Like, you know,
inside of her.
Like,
I get why Dean is upset. And I think, yeah, like guys have intuition, too. We all do. But I think that Tariq knows. He knows. He already knows she's in it for that. And they have like this little mutual exchange going on. It's like a contract. You come over, my little Asian Angelina Jolie, and I'll take care of you. And she's like, oh, I get to go to America. And I.
What do you think about her still in contact with her ex? Because apparently.
Shady.
She still has stuff
Shady.
In his house.
Shady.
100%. She even says, the producer asked her if she would stop texting him. After they had the conversation, Tariq said he would even give her money, whatever. Shady. And she said, maybe, because she still needs the money.
I think she's probably still in love with her ex. And I think that she, because wait, she didn't break up with him. How many months ago was it?
5 months ago.
5 months. I don't think you get over, I don't know. If you're with them multiple years, it's going to, like they say, it takes half the time to get over a relationship, I think, is the amount of time you're in it or something like that.
Dude,
so
it takes
It takes a while to fully move on.
Yes.
And so I think, I mean, 5 months is nothing. I don't think she's over her ex. I think she's like keeping him there and then she's trying to come to America. And
clearly,
use Tariq.
She says.
She ain't into Tariq. You can tell. She's just kind of like, hey.
Right. And then she says, I need Dean to like me or I feel like I might lose my chance to leave America. She's so blunt about everything she says.
I mean,
Pisa vibes.
But does she say this to Tariq?
No. She said this in her own interview to the camera.
That's his. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
he's not asking enough questions.
He's not. But I really want to know if she says this to him. I think she might. And I think Tariq is just like, oh, like I still want my Asian Angelina Jolie.
Looking past it.
But I really think that Dean coming in, he kind of like needed to chill out a little bit.
I agree.
But like I think
he
sees past
asking,
her.
He asked, like, are you woman enough for him, like, in the bedroom?
Oh,
stay in your
awkward.
Lane.
Stay in your lane. And then he also told her, he said, it says a lot about a woman on how hard she fights for her kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, dig.
That was a lot.
Big dig.
I agree. Next couple, Paul and Carini.
Paul and Carini. Oh, my gosh.
What were your thoughts? We saw the wedding go down. We saw Carini have this like intimate moment with her mom, and I just think her mom is a lot more scared than she says that she is, and I think she's just trying to be strong because she knows like Carini loves him. But do you see the love? Do you feel the love? What are your thoughts on this?
I think she definitely loves Paul. I think that she is scared though. I think she's scared he's gonna like control her whole life.
Yeah.
And I mean, she's crying before the wedding, walking down the aisle. That
right.
was really interesting, like real.
Right, and we actually have our girl Linda in the house.
Linda's here.
Hey, girl.
Perfect time, Linda. What do you think about Paul and Carini and their wedding and everything going on this episode?
I'm sorry.
I think
What do you think, Alex?
I kind of think this is forced. I'm not even going to lie, because she brings up the fact that, like, they don't have a lot of time.
Yeah.
Until he has to go back. So that's where I'm like, this was like just like a we have to do this right now type of thing. It's kind of like forced, kind of like who we say it's forced like. Maybe who was our couple? Azin and Nicole. Like the time thing, even though they kept calling off their wedding.
I just don't think on your wedding day you should be crying. I think they should be happy tears. I think you should be excited. I mean, I've seen people on weddings and they're like crying after and you're like, oh my God, you must have made a wrong mistake. Like, you should not, unless they're happy tears. Like, yeah. I'm so happy. I've been waiting forever for right. this to meet the right person.
Do you think she's regretting?
She's absolutely regretting. I think that she wants a better life in America and she's thinking about her family and that's the only reason why she did it.
Yeah.
And you guys, I think she's really scared. She's 21.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm not married and well, shoot.
We know she has to be scary
at 21.
Yeah. We know she has to be a little scared. Obviously, she was crying, not happy yeah. tears. But last episode, she was talking to her parents about Paul and how he really is behind closed doors and how he treats her when they're not around. It was a lot. I really felt for her. Like, in front of her parents, he puts on this, like, facade, this good guy image and... You know,
and we don't really know. We don't know what's like going on and stuff. I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows Goodness. About that? I hope everything is going great between them.
Do you think the
them.
Love is real, Linda?
I think they love each other.
Yeah, I think they love each other.
I think it's rushed. And I think that there is definitely some ulterior motive behind both of their stories. Let's just hope it works out.
You think the mom knows that?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Her mom said... In this latest episode, you know, it doesn't matter how far she's going to be, I will always be there for her. Like, who says that on your wedding day?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Unless you think something's going to happen.
Yeah. It was a sad fitting, too. Let's not lie.
Yeah, and I think also, like, oh my gosh. And her makeup was all done, and she's just bawling. I would have been like,
listen, dress fittings on this show are, like, cursed.
Like my mom said while I was watching this episode, she said, when in doubt, don't. Honestly. And I was like, wait. Like, maybe if they waited a little bit longer.
You know what I thought was interesting? Yeah. You know how long it took her to get down the aisle? Mm-hmm. Like, 30, 40 minutes, whatever it was. And they kept flashing to the mom. It's like the mom knew that she had crazy doubts, but she was doing it for a bigger cause.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was sad.
I mean, Karini was all about it, too, though. I'm going, like, back and forth. She wanted to have the baby. She's, like, wanted to make this happen, so...
Yeah, but yeah, she wants the baby and she wants the life, but she wants the American lifestyle.
Yeah,
right. And again, I think that she's doing it for more than just herself. She's doing it for her family and
That's
her
right.
future.
She's taking one for the team.
Yeah. I agree. Carrying everything.
I mean, I don't know. I agree. I think they are, and there is love though between them, but it needs for to sure. just slow down. Slow down.
Yeah. Well, it's actually time for our news and gossip segment.
Woo!
Let's get into that. AfterBuzz TV. That's pretty quick, Linda. You're like, wait, what?
I know.
Already?
So much with all the couples.
News and gossip. First picture. Linda, do you want to do this one or can you not see?
I can't see, but tell me what it is.
Okay,
talk about
it's actually the family in all of their dresses.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, we talked about the African garb and Michael really wanting... you know, Angela to get it together and wear something. And it's part of the African, and I'm saying African in a general swipe.
Mm-hmm.
So Guinean, Nigerian, like it's really part of that West African lifestyle where the family picks out a cloth. The cloth actually means something to the family, like the colors mean something. So this photo I just found online to show, like, Michael's not just making it up, like, hey,
yeah,
I want you to wear something just because I want you to fit in.
Right.
It's part of the African tradition, and like the whole family gets in on it, and you get it made. It's really beautiful.
Nice.
Those are cute, though. They're like fitted and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then. Do your thing.
Do you think Angela's going to do it?
Nope.
No, of course not. She made that clear.
She's a mess.
Yeah. She's not. She doesn't care.
I think she might do it and maybe get her daughter to wear it, too.
Highly doubt. If she can get her daughter.
Wait, I just said that for some reactions.
Like, absolutely not.
I was like, do I know you?
Sorry. I just wanted to get a little reaction.
So our next picture, I always think it's fun to talk about the fans' reactions. And these are some of the tweets that the fans put out the night of. Someone said, my mom's ex-husband tried to make us eat an egg like that too, Hazel. We got rid of his ass.
Hey, that thing was kind of like...
Ew, you could see the head.
Baby. Yeah. Was it a baby duck?
Baby
duck. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
But that made me go into like thought. Like I thought about what you said a few episodes ago about how they kind of make other people's culture, like their food, look bad, and like
I'm telling you,
and make everyone
it
try
makes me
it.
Mad.
Yeah,
yeah. Why?
It makes because in this episode we saw it in Africa, and then we also saw it with Tariq and Hazel, and it's like, you know what? of course they're going to be shocked. Like, you would be shocked, and you would
we
be shocked.
We saw an actual duck bit embryo. Yeah. Like, come on.
And then even with Angela, and she was eating, like, the leg and thigh or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, why does Michael get to eat some, like, rice?
Right.
And he picked duck and, or not duck, thigh.
Cow
and
thigh.
Yeah.
So this is purposely set up.
So
like, what was the Nicole and Asin one? The what was
it? Was
that?
Like a goat of a head or something like.
Some producer thinks it's funny it's to not. Like just like go all the
I'm
way
gonna,
out.
I'm going to read two more of these. Two more. Someone said Ricky would fall in love with a tree stump if he thought it winked at him. Hashtag 90 Day Fiance. So sad.
How did he fall in? Okay. It's kind of
stop.
True, though, because no, it's I like, agree. How did he fell for Ximena? It's like anyone has to fit in that little box, and he's like, okay, I love you.
Right.
I think that he was, you know, playing his options. He was talking to a couple of girls. He threw, you know, I heard this one time when you're dating, guys
throw
just throw the net out there.
They sure do.
And, you know, they're talking like a gazillion people, and whoever responds, like, that's who they like.
Yeah.
So he had, like, option A and option B, and option A fell out, so he went with option B.
Okay, I agree.
He was
that.
Prepared. He was like, I'm going all the way out here. I better have all my fish lined up.
Someone said, I was disappointed that Darcy threw a shoe at Jesse. I would have thrown an empty wine bottle.
Ooh.
That would hurt. But maybe he needs
there
it.
There is some tension between those two. Linda, what did you think of those two? I just want to know your opinion.
I'm done with them. They should just break up and
who
call
do you
it
think
a day.
Who do you think is like the
I definitely think that
aggressor.
It's Jesse. And mm-hmm. I thought that it was interesting because, again, we saw the young children act like adults and be like, hey, you know what? This guy's being passive aggressive. He's being dramatic. Like, you have teenagers talking about adults.
It's right. A problem.
It's a problem. I really do think it's Jesse, though. I think he's terrible.
I agree.
He's a terrible individual. And on this, he's emotionally abusive.
Definitely.
He shows that every episode.
On this, get out.
Next picture, there's a picture of Jesse.
Speaking of Jesse.
He thinks he's so hot. Whatever, dude. It says, Jesse claims Darcy is selling us a fake reality and claims she has no business. We checked her business and it's been closed for years, what they put in parentheses, and says he had to pay things for her. And her job is applying to reality shows. That is so grimy, Jesse. Are you serious right now? And he said he made some other accusations in the interview. They said they were living in on the show. The house that they were living in on the show was an Airbnb. We knew that, though. We knew
that. She said it was an Airbnb. And the reason why she said that she wanted to stay there for this specific one is that she lives with her twin sister.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to bring that in, like, their drama to their house.
That's just smart.
Which is smart, right? So I don't know if she's actually closed this business, but I do know that she had a business. But Jesse's now calling her out on it, saying that she's broke and she's got nothing.
This is where he flips the script, and this is where he's trying to, like, make her look bad. I feel like that's a lie. I feel like it's a lie. Maybe her business isn't open, but he's, like, manipulating it to make her look bad.
Yep.
And say, like, she went and scouted out. Didn't she? He also say, like, she went and scouted out a bunch of guys to see who would be on the show with her.
He'll say whatever.
Yep.
This is where he tries to bash her name.
Yeah.
On a better note, we have a picture of Paul and Carini.
Yes, aww. Their wedding day.
She looks great.
Yeah. So
she looks so pretty.
I thought that this was a beautiful photo. And I thought that the wedding itself, after it happened, was actually really beautiful. And it brought the family together.
Yeah.
I thought that this was nice to see.
I like the boat. Like, the boat he got, boat, I really liked that. That's an amazing thing to, like, do.
Did you guys notice that when the dad did the toast, they were all drinking what looked like mimosas, but Paul was just drinking water?
No, but he was the one saying last week that she had an alcohol problem.
Right, but he's the one that's drinking water.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
On this next picture, we have, let's not even get into that again.
All right, where Paul's in her wedding dress?
No, actually, she's holding her stomach right here.
Oh, yeah. So
this is the one you talked about last week.
Yeah, we talked about last week. I wanted to show it last week that she's actually, you know, having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And this was a post and delete. So if you don't see it now, it's because it's been deleted offline.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Because
he did that quick.
TLC, like, they, like, prohibit them from, like, saying anything before.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll post it, but then it...
You would think they'd have to send their stuff in for them to say, okay, yeah, this is cool to post before they actually do it. But whatever.
But it's their social media, as I feel like they don't.
I agree, but you signed a contract.
That's true.
So if you want the money, do what they say. this next picture. This next picture is the one that you were ready to get to. Pause in the dress, wedding dress. This is the last one we're going to do.
Oh my God, this is so funny. So Paul posted this the other day on Instagram, and he's actually in Karini's wedding dress, which, you know, he's making fun of, like, you know, have a laugh or whatever. But guys, like, don't you think it's super weird?
100%.
Like, think about it. If your fiance on your wedding day, or maybe even the day after, decided, hey, baby, I'm going to try on your wedding dress, and tried it on, like.
Yeah. Like what?
Stacey, I'm waiting.
You're like, I'm just shocked. I'm just shocked. I think it's funny. I think it's something David would do. David, yeah. Daddy.
David would not fit in that dress.
Yeah, let's calm not down. Even. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's funny, but I also it just think really it's funny. Weird.
Yeah, it's kind of.
I would think that, again, I'm not awkward. Married.
Yeah.
But I would think that that would be like something that's like special and you put away and, you know, maybe share with your future daughter or whatever. Not have your husband be like, hey, this is a joke. Let me just try your dress on.
Yeah.
Because I want to be close to you.
I agree.
I can't believe he fits in it. Like,
me neither.
She's but tiny. Like, a guy could fit in it.
He's small, too.
Yeah.
It's time for our favorite time of the show, you know? Special segment.
Linda.
Got some questions. Oh, Linda, yeah. Get your signs out right
get
there,
your
girl.
Signs ready.
I'm going to start with the first one. Does the opinion of your siblings affect your relationships? Will you let the opinions of your siblings?
Oh, my.
Yes.
My siblings have a lot of opinions about relationships, and all those relationships are done.
I say yes, too. That's huge for me and my family.
Because
yes.
They see everything from the outside, and they want the best for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you, in a relationship, you allowed your partner... would you, in a relationship, after your partner treated you the way he did in front of... Okay, put yourself in Darcy's shoes. If he did that in front of your kids... Would you go ahead and end the relationship right then, that night? That's a better way to, yes.
Yeah.
100%.
From all the other stuff, yes. Definitely.
But you know how she is. She doesn't want to, she wants to.
She. I feel like, you know, from this episode, real quick, I just feel like she feels like she's not enough. I don't know if it's the age thing. I don't know if she feels like she's not beautiful enough, but she's a beautiful woman.
She's beautiful.
And she could get any guy, and I don't know why she's putting up with this nonsense.
I think he's put her down so much that I think it's actually broke her self-esteem, where she's like, you know, those thoughts of what Jesse has said. He's probably nitpicked at her throughout the relationship, throughout the years, and it's like, those thoughts stick with you. So I've dated people like Jesse and run.
So that's a yes for everyone. Is it ever okay to walk down the aisle having doubts whether they're small or big? Is it ever okay to just go ahead and walk down that aisle?
Any doubt?
I'm going to say a slap no. I'm going to need to know that you are... Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to need to know that you are the one before I walk down that aisle. I know some people, it's the money situation. Like, we've already paid all this money and now you're really thinking when you're getting your makeup done, it's not going to work out. But I'm sorry, we're going to have to waste some money because I'm not doing it.
Monies.
I'm saying maybe, and maybe because I think that it's human nature to have a little bit of doubt. I'm not saying Karini level doubt, but like just the unknown, you know, you're going into something new. So a little bit of doubt, a little bit of butterflies is okay, I think.
Okay. You?
I agree.
Maybe?
I agree. Okay. I think I wouldn't be 100% with anybody, so.
Yeah.
I probably doubted back on the shoe. Am I making the right choice?
I have two more questions. The next one we're going to just spend a little second on, but this one, just a quick... You just give me the answer. No, don't think about it too hard. Who wants to come to America the most, Hazel or Michael?
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Hazel. Hazel.
Hazel all day.
I'm going to say Hazel, too.
Hazel's in
that
it.
That was a tough one.
She's Hazel just not even saying it. Yeah.
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, so really quick, I have this quote, and then I have a question right after. It says, a soulmate usually only comes once in your life to shake things up, show you true love, and stand up to you in ways no one else ever has. They adore you, yet challenge you to your fullest potential. A soulmate relationship isn't only peaches and cream, it's roses and thorns. With that being said, a lot of these relationships are roses and thorns. While thinking of everyone's relationship this way, do you think you've seen any soulmates this season?
I'm gonna say maybe.
Okay, who?
I'm going to say for all that Karini has been through, Karini and Paul must be soulmates because of all the drama that they've gone through, mm-hmm. and him specifically in his previous relationships, that they have to be soulmates for them to put up with each other.
You know what? I'm going to switch. I think I've seen one couple. Who? One couple that makes me think they're soulmates are John and Rachel.
Yeah.
A little bit more than the other couples.
Really quick, I'm just going to go ahead and say...
I feel like they really, like each other. Yeah. I feel like him, like, maybe a little less, but I feel like there is a connection there more so than the other couples.
Before we do predictions, I'm going to say Ricky and Ximena, and I say this because
Oh,
he may not see it yet. He may not see it yet and is trying to make it not what it is, but she loves him, and I think he'll realize one day that this really is his soulmate, and... Missing and Melissa walking away was definitely
a blessing from up above.
So, predictions really
say
quick.
It, say it,
just
like
predictions. What do you think is gonna happen?
I think he's a
predictions.
Unbelievable predictions for those two.
Yeah,
After Buzz TV
for anyone. Just in general, okay. Really quick. We're gonna do lightning fast predictions.
I think that Hazel and Tariq are not gonna make it. I think that they're gonna be a bust. And because I think that those doubts are true, and he's going to find out that she only really wants the green card and his money. We already know that Jesse and Darcy are over. I think that we're going to find out some more backlash between that couple. Mm-hmm. And then I think that Michael and Angela, they're
we'll let you do all the predictions. Go ahead.
Yeah.
We won't do our predictions. We'll let you just finish.
I think that Michael and Angela are over. I don't know if you guys saw online that she got caught with another younger, cuter guy.
Yeah.
But she...
Like she cheated?
No, that her relationship with Michael is over and she has a new, young, attractive boyfriend. That's the rumor online. I've seen the pictures and it looks like it's true.
Any more?
I think that we're going to... I know that we've talked a little bit about Melissa and him being moved on, but I think that Ricky and Melissa's story's not over.
Okay.
I think that she's going to make an appearance at some point in this season mm-hmm. and shake up that relationship a little bit.
Okay. And then
and, you got one more? Last but not least, I think John and Rachel, they're going to make it. And as we already know, they're already married. Yes. And he's going to be in the U.S. and he gets to the U.S. And I think we're going to find out that that's his baby.
Yeah, I agree. Well...
And the baby called him Dada.
Yeah. She did call him Dada.
That's it.
We'll find out next episode. Did you guys watch the preview? I think it's going to be really good. You guys can always catch us here every Tuesday at 7 sharp. We play no games. I'm your girl, Alex Bowers. You can follow me all over social media at Hey Alex Bowers.
Hey, guys. You can find me all over social media at Stacey Olivas. I'm going to go live right now because I want to keep talking about this. There's so much to talk about. On my Instagram. Follow me.
Guys, Linda is so girly all across social media. Hit me up. And I can't wait for next week.
Yeah, bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.